This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There will be no celebration for the Democrats post-IG report, no matter how they try to spin it. It cannot fly. It will not fly. And I'm glad to be able to report this news to you. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. KJRadio.com. It will not fly. As one of my friends tweeted this, he said, after reading the IG report, Comey comes out and celebrates. The IG report essentially says he was the most incompetent FBI director on the planet, and he's out, you know, raising his fist up. Yeah! And I thought to myself, that's so true. Comey lied. We talked about this. He lied about Fox News called me on, then they told me they didn't want me on and whatever. And I ask you, just use your common sense. Look, I'm going to ask you to use your common sense a lot. Why? I'm training it. I'm training you to use your common sense. Because you've been beaten up so much over the past few decades, you don't even know how to use your common sense.
There was a poll that said this.
Shut up with your polls and shut, all this other nonsense, the white noise. Sorry to make it racial, but it is. It's racial. It's white noise meant to distract you. Use your common sense. Comey, Fox didn't want me to come on after the impeachment report because they knew it was so bad. It would exonerate me. Said nobody at Fox ever. Are you kidding? Getting an interview with Comey, the most elusive guy on the planet for interviewing on, you know, and I'm not going to say conservative because Fox isn't conservative, but non, you know, in areas where people may ask him tough questions, forget about it. He's not going to do that. Hillary Clinton is not going to take interviews where it's going to be tough. It's all got to be orchestrated. This is an elaborate reality show that's been staged. All of it. These clowns do not want you. They don't want you to get the truth. They will do anything to stop you from getting the truth. I can't even imagine. Yeah, don't you wish sometimes that you had the ability to just flip it, you know, to say, I wonder what would happen if Obama did this. That's got to cross your mind all the time, right? Or I wonder if it was somebody different than Trump. Or I wonder if it was, instead of Hunter Biden, it was Don Jr. If you could play that little crystal ball game, let me tell you, it would be so mind-blowing. To the left, they could never recover. I think about everything going on against Donald Trump. I've talked about this on the program before many times. And I say to myself, if Barack Obama, if you flipped Obama, forget about making Trump Obama. I won't even do that in theory to him, okay? But let's pretend that Obama was Trump. Just for a moment. I promise you, I would be singing his praises, number one. And if the Republicans were fighting him the way they're fighting Trump, I can practically guarantee you the majority of this audience, as much as we went in going, this guy's off the chain. He is so bad as president. We anticipate him being so bad as president that I couldn't even see straight. If he had made a liar out of me, I would have said, I stand corrected. And here's how I can tell you this from personal experience. My older brother, Larry, multiple times now, but right after Trump was elected, probably within a month, he called me. He says, Kev, you were right, man. He says, you were right, bro. He said, I stand corrected. I had no idea. And I'll tell you a more recent conversation. He called me up. Melissa had gone in for surgery, so we were all concerned about her. And he says, hey, man, how you doing? I said, oh, I'm good. You know, just waiting on her to get out of surgery. She had heart surgery. And which is surprisingly easy these days. Thank the Lord for great, you know, surgeons. But anyway, so he says to me, dude, he's repeating himself on how great Trump is. But here's what he told me. He goes, you know how I feel about Reagan. And I went, don't even go there, because I'm right there with you, bro. He goes, Donald Trump is a better president than Ronald Reagan. He says, you couldn't have told me 3+ years ago with a gun to my head that that would ever come out of my mouth. And I said, I know many people that feel the same way. He goes, I support this guy 100%. And then my brother, he's got a PhD in theology. He's a ordained minister. And he says, I cannot tell you how proud I am of a president who so often invokes God. And he goes, Kev, he means it. And I go, I told you this. Now, but we were laughing because when Donald Trump said, 2 Corinthians when he was at Liberty University. And so my brother's like, man, I remember when he had the dude said 2 Corinthians. Kev. I mean, he ain't picking up his Bible. And I go, look, man, don't get all pious. That's not how God sends messengers, all the time. Oh, man. I feel like a messenger from God many times. I really do. I'm not even exaggerating that. I don't get all Philippians 4:13 on people, but I feel like this message is a message from God. As flawed as I am, God is using me at times to make a point. Sometimes he makes the point to me, because I wonder, I'm like, God, when do I get to, participate in, when does my radio show make $1 million like my boy Dan's, right? God's like, you don't need no money. Oh, man. I know many people get frustrated out there, too, in the regular world, because we're all going, we're out here working hard, doing. I was talking to a foundation the other day, and they're like, we don't like to fight. And I go, you don't like to fight, but you sure like fighters. You don't like to fight, but you like fighters. You like people that are willing to get in there and roll up their sleeves. And one group told me, yeah, Kev, we Googled your name, and it was all about getting fired from Fox and what you said. And I go, so? When you Google my name, did it tell you I got over 1,000 kids adopted? No. You want to know why? Because I don't tell. That's not something we're putting on Google. It's crazy, man. That people, the measuring stick for people cracks me up. Organizations out there that haven't done anything, haven't accomplished anything, and they get millions of dollars, and we go out there and scrape, trying to solve problems, real problems, problems with social media communities and a host of other things. I'm not getting on my soapbox, I'm just telling you the way it is. Anyway, there isn't going to be a celebration for the left, and I'll get back to that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have run out of runway on their attempted coup of the president, President Donald Trump. IG report was scathing as much as Horowitz tried to cover up the absolute treasonous activities of Democrats, particularly the FBI. Comey's out taking victory laps over being declared the most incompetent FBI director ever, but that's just how Democrats are. Anybody else would have been like, God, I'm really sorry, I could have done a better job. No, it's a victory lap for him, and the media, they're all going to back. They're going to try to back him. They're going to try to back him. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it plays out. But they're out of runway as far as I'm concerned. And they had a long airstrip, to use that metaphor. They had a long airstrip. 3+, almost 4 years of landing space, right? That's a long airstrip. I want you to understand how much baggage you have to carry to not be able to get your plane off the ground when you have an airstrip that will let you run on it for 4 years, almost 4 years. That is, but forget about the Albatross. What was it, that big thing that Howard Hughes built? Couldn't get off the ground? Not enough engines? The Democrats have so much baggage, they can't get a plane off of a 10,000-mile airstrip that they've been on for almost 4 years. I know I repeated myself, but I want to make sure you understand what I'm telling you. Baggage. The baggage of Barack Obama. The baggage of Hillary Clinton. The baggage of James Clapper. The baggage of John Clapper, John Brennan, rather. The baggage of Jim Comey. The baggage of the corrupt DNC and its policies. The baggage of the Clinton Foundation, the baggage of the Clintons, the baggage of the Podestas, the baggage of Russia, the baggage of Ukraine, the baggage of Haiti, and all these other places where they've just been ripping off the world, carving it up for themselves. The baggage of all of it. The baggage of Bob Mueller. The baggage of Michael Horowitz. All these other lefties in there, the Peter Strucks, the Lisa Pages, the Andy McCaves, and others. All baggage. Democrats aren't just going to get this. I want you to understand, with every one of these people, they all have individuals who are around them that help them to do it. Some did it because they looked at it as a career, like, you know, this is my career. This is where the tide is going. But they didn't really believe it philosophically. There are people in government who really are good folks. They want to do the right thing. They aren't ideologues. Like I said, if I were in government and I watched somebody do to Obama what's been done to Trump, I would have been a whistleblower. I would say, no, this is wrong. I may not like this guy, but let me tell you, this should not be done. They shouldn't be ruining their reputation. They shouldn't be trying to put this guy. Who knows? I mean, the Democrats, you don't know what level they're willing to go to. It can be awful. What they want to do. Democrats don't want to just get you out of the way. They want to destroy you. I told you guys, when you find that person that, yeah, it's one thing to say, I want to get my kid into the school over your kid. Democrats don't want to just nudge your kid out. They want to make sure your life, you will never be a competitor again. They're like lions taking over a pride. They kill all the young. You know, they don't go, and these little babies, they ain't going to be no problem with them. Yeah, there is. They kill them. That's what Democrats do. They take over a system and they kill the existing system, even if it wipes out the ecosystem. They don't care. And you can argue, I haven't made this declaration in a while, but I'll make it right now because we haven't done it in a while. If there's a Democrat out there who wants to debate me on any of the issues where I consider myself to have expertise, I dare you to get a hold of me. We will dedicate a show to you. And let me just go and give you the end game. You're going to get your butt kicked. You're going to feel bad afterwards. But here's the good news. There is good news for a butt kick. Butt kickings don't always have to be bad. You can learn from them. It's like a whooping, right? When your parents gave you, it feels bad at the time. No, stop, please. Don't hit me no more. But then when it's over and you get the lesson, that's a lesson for life. A butt kicking by me is going to be a lesson for life. It's going to teach you things about yourself that you didn't really know. Come get that butt whooping. 844-551-8255. And hey, let me just make it real clear. For those of you who say, Kevin, I have a professor friend, I hope you bring the smartest leftist you know. You let them know there is a black dude with only bachelor's degrees, and he is interested in kicking your intellectual butt anytime, anywhere. Call the show. I will and we will do it respectfully. You'll speak. We'll set up ground rules. You speak, I speak, I won't talk over you, whatever else. If you win, I'll acknowledge that you've won. We'll let the audience pick. Bring your own audience, because I would love to educate some more of you morons, you intellectual morons. Bring it on. Now, I don't know how I can make it more clear. And by the way, if you invite me onto your shows or into your realms, I'm happy to come. Set it up. call my PR people. Tell me, Kevin, we'd like you here. Here's the, you know, the all the arrangements. I mean, my PR people aren't going to let me do stuff for free, but if you can set up something with my PR person, I'm willing to go. Anytime, anywhere, where my subject expertise is there, I'm willing to go. And if it's a subject, you say, Kevin, well, tell us about what you know about the, you know, the Shiites and the Kurds. And I'm going to go, I don't know anything about that. Sorry, you win those arguments. But when you come into my wheelhouse, I promise you, I will have engraved platters with your names on them, because I'm going to put your butt on that platter. Anyway, let me get back to this show, because I got people that want to talk to me. Oh, so what I've said is, the Democrats have run out of runway, too much baggage, because they carry the baggage of every single person that is complicit in this treasonous activity. Treachery against the United States government, in particular Donald Trump, and in specific you, the very people who voted for him. But don't feel bad, because supposedly 65 million people voted for Hillary, 63 million voted for Donald Trump. I promise you, Donald Trump might get to 70 million this time around. Yeah, you heard me say it. He might. Let me put it to you another way. Donald Trump, I guarantee you, will get 65 million votes, if not more. Guaranteed, 65. So whatever number Hillary got, be guaranteed Donald Trump will get his number. Donald Trump has energized all kinds of demographics, so I'm not even going to get into it. We're running out of time. Yeah, thanks for the warning, because I almost went too long.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is promising that if voters give Republicans a majority, they will never repeat this rush to impeachment against President Trump.
So what do we have to believe will happen if the Democrats keep the majority? More of the same, more impeachment, more subpoenas being issued than laws creating, and really the ultimate goal they've always dreamed about.
The California Republican speaking on Capitol Hill during his weekly press conference. Part of the settlement between Southwest Airlines and Boeing over the 737 MAX aircraft will go to Southwest employees. The Dallas-based airline said on Thursday it's estimated a total of $125 million will be doled out to workers as part of their profit-sharing plan. CEO Gary Kelly praised Southwest workers for managing through the MAX grounding and is thankful for all of them. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snowblowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth, so while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcasts, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling, so when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone, you just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff, and you start talking. So, really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can only imagine the amount of frustration, the amount of desperation, the angst that the left must feel right now. Particularly, I'm not talking about in general, but I do believe in general too. But specifically, like people like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, who have push the lie as far as they can. And now, as they say, those chickens have come home to roost. This IG report, the Democrats won. They wanted to spin it. As much as they wanted to spin it, it's impossible to spin. And this is with Horowitz going, well, you know, we didn't see anything that really rises. And then the John Durham comes out and goes, I disagree. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. John Durham, who's investing. John Durham has power. Horowitz has no power. Horowitz is just making observations. John Durham has power. John Durham says, nope. It's not the way this is going to go down. This was done wrong. This person is guilty. He has all kinds of power, and he's about to exercise that power. I can only imagine. You've got the Mueller report that was supposed to get Trump. It went over like a pregnant pole vaulter. You've got the Ukraine stuff that they've taken through two congressional committees in a kangaroo court that everybody recognizes. There are brothers on the street. By the way, the number one demographic that they believe can be converted to Donald Trump, you want to know what it is? Do you guys know? The number one demographic, my producers don't know. You're looking at it. The number one demographic is black men. That's who they say are going to convert for Donald Trump. The number you're seeing in the polls where you've got this big shift in the black community, they say is young black men. You want to know why? Criminal justice reform. So the next big demographic, and there are arguments, we're having debates with some different people, but is black women. I say black women, school choice is going to be major league issue for black women. When Donald Trump really gets in and says, you know, this education system, it's not helping black people. And he's already done enough with the HBCUs, this is the historically black colleges and universities. He's already done enough with them to not have to touch education, but he's going to. And I think when he starts talking about the racism in education, the inherent racism and low expectations, he's going to win over a lot of black women. Democrats are scared to death. We talked about polling the other day. Donald Trump winning three battleground states. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. That poll was probably right-leaning to a degree. I don't know. You know, I don't know who they checked out and who they wanted to do it. But here's what I can tell you. It isn't that far off. It certainly it certainly validates why Democrats keep putting people into the race, right? Why they want Bloomberg. Why they're, Hillary goes, I'm getting overtures. Okay, great. But because if they were happy with their candidates, and they've had a bunch, I mean, the Republicans had a good batch of people before. They had a black guy. They had a Hispanic person. They had women, or at least one woman. I know Carly. I can't remember if there was another. They had congressmen. They had senators. They had business people. You know, it was a pretty much a hodgepodge. It was mostly white folks, but hey, we're used to that. But the Democrats talk about having it all. They had black people, Latinos, Asian, women we don't even know, you know, what they were. Tulsi Gabbard, I still don't know. I need to look it up because I don't know what she is. All I know, she's a woman. They had youth. We didn't have a whole lot of youth. They have youth. They have LGBT. They got it all. And they will probably go with a rich white person. They got two billionaires and a multimillionaire. They got it all. And they still want more. They put a gun to a Democrat's head and say, pick one. You have to kill them. They don't know. They don't know what they want. Who is the most likely to beat Trump? Well, they claim it was Joe Biden, but they don't want Joe. If that's the litmus test, they don't want Joe. Oh, well, that's why Hillary comes. Here's Bannon. Hillary will come in and save the day because they don't want Bloomberg. They don't want Bloomberg. But they're not going to have to save the day from Bloomberg. Oh, he's waiting until Super Tuesday. He's going to dump a bunch of money, and then people are going to know who he is. People know who Bloomberg is. It's not like Buttigieg, little city mayor. He's a big city mayor. Nobody wants him. The level of desperation they have to feel. They have done everything they can to get Trump. They have looked at the best candidates they could possibly get. Julian Gonzalez, a Hispanic dude, by the way, doesn't even speak Spanish. Not at all. And he seems articulate and clean, right? He's gone. I mean, he's got no case. Black people gone, women gone. I mean, Elizabeth Warren's hanging on, but she's not going to get it. Elizabeth Warren was supposedly surging a while back. You haven't heard a word of anybody talking about her surging. I keep questioning Democrats. I say, Democrats, somebody call the show and make a believer out of me that you have a candidate that can put 5,000 people in a seat on a moment's notice. Let me make it easier. 2,000. I'm not talking about going to a college or a university. I'm talking about so-and-so is coming to town. We're going to have a big rally in the arena. Come on out and see him. 2,000 people. That's not asking for a whole lot. That's a tenth of an audience that Trump can garner. Here's what I'll tell you. If they didn't have to worry about Secret Service, Trump could fill football stadiums with people. Football stadiums. He gets venues where he can see 15, 20,000 people, easily seats 20,000 people. There'll be 3, 4, 5,000 people outside and 20 other thousand who wanted a ticket, but they said, we don't have any more. Show me what they have. Desperation, folks, that's all they have. Hail Marys. This IG report is the first step towards the real proof. And while Michael Horowitz has tried to soft shoe the damage in this report, AG Barr's not going to stand for it. He's having none of it. They're not going to go after the Democrats with kid gloves. They see what's at stake here. This is not some small issue. If you're a president who cannot act on behalf, what this is a congressional attempt to weaken the office of the president. And Barr blasted the FBI's conduct during the Russia investigation, saying investigators relied on flimsy evidence in launching the probe and disputed the key conclusions from Michael Horowitz, who, by the way, I've told you, look him up. Don't believe me. He's a Democrat. He's a partisan Democrat. He was put in by the same apparatus that had Comey looking at Hillary Clinton stuff and all that, and they thought they were going to get a pass. They thought this would be it. The Democrats want to rely on this. If the Democrats had their way, This would be the end of it. And even though they take licks against the FBI, they would be happy to leave this right here. They got a big problem. His name is John Durham. And what that does is it infringes on everything that they set up to this point. They were hoping the Mueller report would give them some meat. They were hoping the Horowitz report would exonerate them. None of those things have occurred. None of them will occur. And now they have the guy with the anvil standing over them. They have nowhere to move. And John Durham is about to drop the anvil. And that is why President Trump came out preemptively and said, look, I'm not worried about the IG report. Because I'm not worried about that. That has no teeth. John Durham has teeth. John Durham can send people to prison. John Durham can impanel, what do they call it, grand juries. John Durham has the law on his side where he can make your life miserable. And trust me, a lot of people's lives are about to be made miserable, and they have D after their names. Or they're involved heavily with people who have D's after their names. Anyway, here's what Barr went on to say. It's hard to look at this stuff and not think that it was a gross abuse. He was talking about this during a Wall Street Journal CEO Council forum in D.C., and he referred to the investigation as a whole as a, quote, travesty. This isn't a guy. A Bush administration AG is standing up for Donald Trump. And he called the investigation into Trump a travesty. That's the top lawmaker. And he's on to him. He says, while I disagree with Mike, I think that this is just very flimsy. The basis of the investigation is what he's talking about. The FBI cited comments by Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos to an Australian official as sparking concerns about the campaign's possible involvement with Russia. He dismissed this as a comment made by a 28-year-old volunteer at a campaign in a bar.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
You, of course, went to three countries with him. Why did you have to do that? And some people have said, well, this is clearly Bill Barr's in charge of the investigation.
Well, the presentation of that in the media has been silly. The person running the investigation is John Durham. But this is a very unusual circumstance where we are going to foreign governments and asking them to assist and cooperate, including, you know, some of their sensitive materials and personnel. And a U.S. attorney doesn't show up on the doorstep in some of these countries like London and say, hey, I want to talk to your intelligence people and so forth. all the regularities were followed. I went through the my purpose was to introduce Durham to the appropriate people and set up a channel that he could work with these countries. At the request of the country, I went through the ambassadors of each country, and the governments wanted to initially talk to me to find out, what is this about? What are the ground rules? Is this going to be a criminal case? Are you going to, you know, do a public report? They wanted to understand the ground rules before they met with Durham, and I met with him, and then I set up appropriate channels. This was perfectly appropriate.
Speaking of whether something is appropriate or not, was it appropriate for John Durham to issue his statement yesterday, given that he's a U.S. attorney with a grand jury and his investigation isn't done yet?
I think it was definitely appropriate, because I think it was necessary to avoid public confusion. I think it was sort of being reported by the press that the issue of predication was sort of done and over, even though it was a very limited look at that issue by the IG, given the narrowness of his, evidence available to him. And I think it was important for people to understand Durham's work was not being preempted. And that Durham was doing something different, and he explains what he's doing different, and that there are areas of disagreement. I think it was perfectly appropriate so the public understood the relationship between the two exercises.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody. I love listening to that clip. Woo! That's like political porn right there for truth seekers. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It ain't over. Democrats, look, if you think that this ended, what they don't understand is they're out of runway, but now Trump is on his airstrip, and he's in a Harrier. He can take off from anywhere. V-stall, vertical. Not only can he take off with no landing strip, he can take off and go to Mach speed very quickly. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. That was a scathing. That was A.G. Barr saying Horowitz's thing was nothing. It was limited in scope. He had narrow leeway. We have the world to take a look at. John Durham is looking at the world. And oh, by the way, we've been to three countries. And I set up diplomatic channels for communication to where they know you better communicate, you better be cooperating with this man, because you will have hell to pay with America if you aren't cooperating. We are going to get to the bottom of this. And you wonder why Democrats are scared. You're wondering why they are pressing this thing to the nth degree. But as I've said, this entire hour, they are out of runway. They carry too much weight. They can't jettison anything off the plane because they need it all. They need everybody talking together, meeting together. I can only imagine how these guys are saying, listen, I'm going to be in Phoenix on the tarmac at this time. Can you meet me there? And let's try to keep the media out of this, like old Clinton and Lynch did. They are having meetings all over the place. They are passing prison notes. They are keistering stuff. They are doing everything they can to try to coordinate an effort that they can't keep the lid on. That genie is out of the bottle. Thanks for listening to me, Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to right now, folks. Those of you who are new to the program, New Markets, glad you guys have joined in as well. We try to bring something, a unique perspective, something to make you think. And here's the best thing that I think that our show can do is create your mind to get fertile, more fertile, to question more, to dig deeper, to come at these things at different angles. And mostly, honestly, use your common sense. Use it. It's there for a reason. Common sense is instant. It's built on everything you are, everything around you. And I know sometimes you don't trust it. It seems like common sense, but no, it seems like common sense because it is. Common sense is common because it is. What was I about to say? It's common. It's a thing that human nature, it's that the breadcrumbs that connect us all. Oh, I'd say this. Hey, do most parents want what is best for their kids or worse for their kids? Huh? What do you think? You get what I'm saying? Common sense. Now, there are people going, well, okay, there are times when parents want what's worse for their kids because they want to teach their kids a lesson. No, that's not true. That's just a lie. I'm just using this as an example. parents always want what's best for their kids. Sometimes what's best for their kids isn't what the kid thinks is best for them. Sometimes what's best for their kids may be a circumstance that is a bad circumstance, the worst possible circumstance. Like a parent that says, my son killed that person, my son has to go to prison. That isn't your parent wishing for the your kid to go to prison, understanding that your kid has to go to prison. They did the crime, they got to do the time. But they want what's best for the kid. And going to prison may be what's best for the kid. I can tell you the number of people that I've talked to in prison when they do. A friend of mine does prison ministry. The number of people I've talked to that go, prison saved my life. I would be dead if I hadn't gone to prison. So see, I'm just trying to educate you on how to use this common sense, how to think about things. Barr says, went to three different countries. I had to introduce Durham to foreign governments because he was going to have to get sensitive material. He couldn't just go over there and go, hey, listen, I got an investigation. He had to be ushered in. They had to understand that he had the full weight of the United States government behind him, and you better cooperate. He says, we established the ground rules. They asked me questions. Is it a criminal case or what? We explained everything that we're going after. But what he said that was really potent is he says, we had to come out with a statement, he says, because it wasn't a contradiction of Horowitz. It was a setting of the public expectations that this is not over. We were trying to avoid public confusion. The predication of what was going to happen next and what was said by the IG, this predication that, oh, this is over. Yeah, nobody's, we didn't find any this, that, or the other. And AG Barr says, no, we differ with that. We have a much wider scope than Horowitz. And guess what? You'll be finding out about that in the Durham report. And that's why President Trump said, I'm not worried about the IG report. I want to see the Durham report. And another thing that A.G. Barr was saying is anybody with common sense sees the Horowitz report for what it is. No Comey-esque explanation of the intent of the agency and all the agents' intent on getting Hillary Clinton elected. That's not going to fly.
Well, you know, there was some wrongdoing on behalf of people within the FBI, but we can't say that there was real intent. We can't say this or that. You know who can say it? Let me tell you, folks. His name is John Durham. This is not over by a long shot. And Democrats know it. And there are more shaking sphincters in D.C. and around the country than you can imagine. And you know what? They're being fed X-lax. It ain't going to help. It's all coming out, baby. Congressman Nadler is continuing this stupid kangaroo court. Democrats proceed with a non-voted, feigned impeachment of President Trump just to see if they could gin up the court of public opinion against him. And nothing good is going to come of this for them. A.G. Barr has already set the stage for what happens next. And Donald Trump, as he said, vote, impeach me, do it. The reason why I'm emphatic when he says that, the president is like, you want to impeach me? Do it. I dare you. Nancy Pelosi said many times, it's as if the president is daring us to do it. Hey, Nancy, memo to you, he was. And you know what you did? You fell for the trap. You fell for the trap. But it wasn't his trap. I'd love to give the president credit for setting the impeachment trap. He didn't. He just said, oh, you got a trap? No, you know what I'll do? I'll lead you to your own trap. And the Democrats went for it because they're idiots. And if you are a practicing Democrat at this stage of the game, you should really be questioning yourself. Because what you're saying is, I don't believe in truth. I don't believe in justice. If you're a practicing Democrat, you know what I'm talking about. That's why the walkaway movement is growing. That's why people are leaving this stupid party, because they're watching what's happening here and saying, I don't get this. The destruction of a man at all costs because he defeated us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.